Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, as a kid growing up, my dad used to take us out to the local university, not far from where we lived, because they had astronomy nights. And as kids, we'd all line up and have a look through these wonderful telescopes to see what was going on out there in the universe. So today we thought we'd get Dr. John Mason on the line, and he's based in London, the London-based astronomer, we've titled him. A recent revision of NASA's solar maximum forecast means that this coming European autumn winter could be one of the best in decades for viewing the northern lights. So we thought we'd get Dr. John on the line to tell us about his wonderful tours. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And it's great to be looking forward to another aurora watching season coming up.
Now, tell me, how did you get into all this wonderful world of astronomy?
Well, it's actually almost exactly 50 years ago. I was a small boy. We'd been out for the day, and I came home, looked up in the sky, and there was this incredible shooting star. Yeah. Went across the sky at exactly the moment I got out of my parents' car. Yeah. And I was fascinated by this, and I said to my mother and father, what is that? What is making that? So they didn't know. So my mother went down to the local library, she got a book out, she found out what it was all about. And for my next birthday, I got a little book about astronomy. And the rest, as they say, is history. I was absolutely fascinated, and I have been all my life. I saw my first Northern Lights display from southern England in August 1972. So that's a long time ago now. It wasn't very much. It was a greeny glow in the northern sky. And, of course, our skies were a lot darker back then. What the great thing you have in Australia, of course, is fantastic dark skies in the outback. We don't really have anything to rival that here in southern England. It's a pretty brightly lit area. So it's great to be able to go up into the Arctic and to be able to get some really clear dark skies and to be able to see the northern lights.
Tell us in a snapshot, what are the northern lights?
What happens is that electrically charged particles from space travel down at very high speed into the top of our atmosphere, and they slam into the particles of air very high above the ground, and I'm talking at least 100 kilometres, 60 miles above the ground. And as these electrically charged particles come into the atmosphere and interact with the particles in our own air, high above the ground, they excite them to glow and give out coloured light. Now, the most common colour is a sort of greeny colour, which is due to oxygen. You also get a band of rosy pink, reddy colour above that sometimes, and that's also due to oxygen. But you can also get turquoise blue, violet, lilac, and that's due to nitrogen emissions. Oxygen and nitrogen being the two main constituents of our atmosphere, and that's the same very high above the ground as it is nearer the ground. And so you're looking at this band of coloured lights very high in the atmosphere. They're sometimes not doing very much. Sometimes they sit there and are rather quiet. But what you hope for, what you want to see, is when the lights suddenly come alive and they suddenly start to move, and then they dance and they flicker, and you can get these amazing structures and forms moving across the sky. But it often can be over very quickly. It might be only a couple of minutes, 5 minutes, then it's gone. Or, if you're really lucky, it might be a display that goes on all night long.
What does the tour include, and how much are we looking at here? How do we get involved with this?
Right, well, the people in Australia who deal with this are Ben Tours.
Yes.
And they run the Astronomy Voyage. Mm-hmm. And they have a website, bentours.com.au.
Yep.
And if you go on there, you'll see all the details of the Northern Lights Astronomy Voyage. The voyage takes 12 days. It goes from Bergen up to the north and back down again. And I'm on the ship, and you can do all sorts of extra tours and things, and they're all detailed on the Ben Tours website.
Fantastic. If you love this astronomy stuff, or you're thinking, you know, you'd like to see it, this is a great way, and it's a safe environment on a ship. You have a great time as well, hey?
Yeah, you do. And the food is marvellous. The scenery is great.
Fantastic.
Nice talking to you, Ben.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.